in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
There is a need for a conversation that is beyond just us as lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender communities saying, let's talk about diversity, let's talk about difference, let's talk about the concept of Ubuntu, and trying to channel this where it comes to our own leaders, but also within the diaspora. I think what we're experiencing happening, not just where Uganda is concerned, but many other African countries, is a context within which the concept of unity, Africanism, needed to have been engaged with. So we're quite disturbed by it and at the same time quite worried.
Well, how then do you appraise South Africa's role as chair of the African Union and in trying to intervene with the situation in Uganda to promote human rights there?
Coming from a context and country where it is enshrined in our constitution that there is supposed to be equality for all. We are people that would have expected and continue to expect South Africa and its leadership within the diaspora to be a little bit more active and a little bit more articulate insofar as, you know, the aspirations that former President Thabo Mbeki has taken us through with his poem around the concept of I'm an African. It is shocking that just as we're celebrating Africa Day, we find ourselves in a space and time where in South Africa, we're saying let's celebrate our diversity and uniqueness as Africans. And very much the same week, we have Museveni from Uganda signing off legislation that is such that it says we're going to criminalize one of our own.
You know, this comes at a time when I think the world celebrates Pride Month globally. How concerning is it that there are states that still impose laws like this? And what is that then doing to this narrative globally that being queer is criminal?
Coming from a Pride perspective, what is happening in Uganda, and not just in Uganda, because it is happening in a couple of other countries. We've seen how neighboring Nigeria, Rwanda, and even Tanzania not so long ago, has been suppressing the rights of homosexuals or lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. But I think what's important for us to push a little bit harder, I think as we move into the month of Pride, what we've done as an organization in our partnership with our government was sort of coin a hashtag that says Ignite Your Fire, which is very much about reach deep and reach out to making this world and space a better place for not just LGBTI, but for all people, that we look at the concept of a rainbow and the concept of diversity beyond that, which is just lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender, but the one that says we are respecting the right of each and every person to live.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.